Vectis Radio FM 104.6 and online at vectisradio.com. Real pleasure to be backstage at the Electrolove tent.
Oh, pleasure to be here.
Here with Coyota.
Coyote, yes, and our dance anthem show.
Coyote and your dance anthem show. So yeah. Tell us, what does that involve, guys?
It involves everything club related from the 90s to present day, from Faithless, Alice DJ, Rob Miles.
It's
to
basically going to be a 45-minute rave.
Rave. Calvin Harris, David Guetta. It's going to be fun. Yeah.
So, Ryan and Laura, obviously, you're both here. You're part of the band.
Yep.
The group, sorry. Can I ask you, is it sort of classic? It sounds like classic mosh pitting, is that right? People kind of raving, going heavy.
If people want to do that, we welcome it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anything goes. We're at a festival. Yeah.
Clapping, hands in the air, throwing people in the air. Well, they can do what they like.
Of course, and that's the most important thing, right? I get the sense you were going to say something, Laura.
Oh, no, I think I was just going to say, just be safe. Be safe, people.
So what's your favourite part? I know it might be a little bit cliche, but what's your favourite part about coming to something like this and performing on the Isle of Wight, something so iconic?
When the weather is as beautiful as this, the energy of the whole place is amazing. So being a part of it is already like starts you on a good stead. So when you're performing at it,
when the weather's good, yeah, it gets everybody in a better mood. They're all amped up for it, and I think it just creates an amazing atmosphere. I mean, festivals anyway, you know, the crowds are always going to be supportive.
Of course, and is that the thing that gets you going? I mean, that's what you often hear a lot of artists say, that before you get on stage, you've got those nerves, and then when you go on, it just slips away.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's why we do it. We want to transfer that energy and get a connection with the crowd.
Yeah, I'm nervous like crazy right now. But when it starts, it will go and it will become energy.
Well, I'm going to just finally talk about that. I know that you're both pressed for time. Laura, you really are a super trooper because you're getting ready and you've offered to be interviewed. So thank you so much for that. And of course, Brian, you're already ready. So yeah. I don't know who... Is there a bit of a competition there in terms of, you know, who gets ready first?
I wish it took me 10 minutes to get ready like it does,
yeah,
Brian.
Yeah. I just changed shirt. My hair and then.
And the thing is, it's so hot in there, my makeup will probably just go down my face anyway.
You're known for creating or at least putting on a set of absolute 90s and noughties bangers. Yeah. Would it be difficult for me to press on one of your favourites?
Okay, my favourite is Satisfaction. Push, Happy and Get, Satisfaction. That. If that goes down how I think it will, it's going to be great.
I love Singing When Love Takes Over. That's my favourite one, because it's a real vocal song.
Oh, David Guetta, yes.
Of course, and I believe one of the headline acts at the Isle of Wight Festival a few years ago.
We were here.
Wow, okay,
yeah,
brilliant.
We saw it.
Inspired.
Well, I was going to say, that must be a real surreal experience to kind of be bringing that experience that you had back to the Isle of Wight Festival amazing way.
Full circle, mate.
Great.
Well, look, I know that you've got to continue getting ready. I've seen you when I've been interviewing other artists. You're getting that makeup ready. You're getting that outfit ready. So you're getting into the mode. You're getting into the theme. And I wish you luck. And I look forward to hopefully trying to catch a little bit of you in about an hour's time.
Yeah, awesome.
Cheers, Billy. Thank you.
Thank you.